Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Padres and Rays. And I'll tell you one thing. When you've got Padres and Rays tonight, you got to do a little research. Because none of us know any of the Rays. Like, that's a no-name team to us. We don't watch the American League. We don't hear about it. They got guys like Jonathan Aranda, who's like a big-time slugger. The cleanup spot, first baseman. They got Junior Caminero, who's a big Manny Machado fan, 20 yes. years old, playing third base. Got a rookie named Cameron Meisner, who's been hot this year. But the Rays are not household names, is what I'm getting at.
True. I mean, that's kind of how they've always been.
Yeah, but they win a lot. They're in town. They're 11-14 this year. Padres, as you know, 17-8. Second best record in the bigs. Padres on pace for 102 wins, which, if both teams keep up their pace, the Padres, based on that, would finish 75 games ahead of the Rockies. Rockies are on pace for 27.
You remember when...
I just think that's... I mean, they're in the same league. They're both considered Major League Baseball teams, but that's where the... similarities end.
Do you remember when Dick Monfort called out the Padres for spending too much money? When are owners going to call out Dick Monfort for not spending enough money?
Or just trying to win at all?
Like, or are the owners out there like, okay, fine, we'll just take wins against your team all year. Who cares?
I'm not sure. And Dick Monfort's argument is, oh, we spend top 15 in payroll, but all that money is going to Chris Bryan, who doesn't play.
Yeah.
All right, enough on them. They're horrible. We don't have to worry about them until about 2 weeks we go to Colorado. So we'll sweat out the Rockies at that point. Right now, we got a little Chris versus the fans coming your way. It'll be the first of three chances for you out there to win not only the Vegas trip in here in Chris versus the fans, but two tickets to see the great rock band Heart, which is performing, I think it's August 13th. At Pechanga Arena. So you got the Heart tickets. You got the qualification for Las Vegas. Let's get ready.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, here are the rules. You have to make it through three questions. Each question is going to get more difficult as you go along. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get the question wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before you get into it, and you'll get that question for free today. All right. NFL draft is underway. We will announce picks as we go along.
Shadur is waiting on the clock.
Is he in his draft room that he built for himself?
I don't know. We'll find out shortly.
I really wanted to talk to Tony about that stuff, but we just didn't have the time. We needed to maximize our time with Tony.
Well, you don't like Shadur, and he does.
It's not that I don't like Shadur. I think Shadur is a good guy.
Okay.
He's just a little too look at me, for me.
I think a lot of that's going to go away now that he wasn't picked yesterday.
Yes.
He doesn't have a lot to crow about at this point.
But he's just, yeah, I just saw a video while Jose Iglesias thing was going, and it was all about Shador rapping at his draft party last night. Anyway, let's play ball.
Thank you, Chris. We did the rules. Las Vegas grand prize. You see either Disturbed or Ghost or Pantera. So you get to go to one of those concerts.
Mm-hmm.
You get to stay at the MGM Grand for a couple of nights. You get a $150 gift card. And then you're going to get the two ticket. You're qualified for that, but you get the two tickets to see Hart.
Absolutely.
So this could be a big, big haul for you out there.
It would be a massive haul. Let me tell you.
I don't know about that, but.
All right.
Who is going to get the haul?
Let's go to Evan.
Evan, maybe.
Hello, Evan.
Hi, Evan.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
I thought I'd been blacklisted by Scraby. It's good to be on again.
I don't blacklist anyone.
Yes, you do.
Why do you add to these rumors?
That's not a rumor.
Oh my gosh.
Since everybody's given their stats lately, I think I'm a 6-time winner and maybe a 42-time loser.
Fair enough.
There you go. That's why I've blacklisted you. You played 48 times.
Oh, that's not nice. I'm just kidding. Maybe half that.
Look, Evan,
and here's my theory. You have to take care of the people that take care of you. And Evan takes care of us.
I know.
So you have to, you know, he's a ball player.
He's a ball player. All right, Evan, let's play ball.
Here we go.
I'm making these question number ones very easy so we can get to question number twos. But what is the name of the NFL commissioner?
Roger Goodell.
Good job. Here we go, question number two.
Thanks, Gravy. Are you going to ask about the Major League Commissioner, too?
Let's see here. ESPN analyst Dan Orlovsky was drafted in the fifth round by what team?
I only remember him as a Lion, so we'll go with that.
Nice job.
Very good.
He played for a lot of teams.
Did he end up playing for a lot of teams? I didn't know that
either. He
played
for the Lions twice.
Well, he stepped out of the end zone for the Lions.
He did.
That's all we remember.
All right. Here we go. You get this right or Chris gets it wrong, and we are done with the game.
Dan Orlovsky, by the way, is proof that you don't really need to be a good player to have a good career in broadcasting.
Yeah.
Because he was a terrible player, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got nothing else to say about that.
No, there's nothing else to say.
Better broadcaster than player.
Yes.
Anyway. Here we go. An NFL draft question. I've been waiting for these questions. Who was the last wide receiver selected first overall in the NFL draft? Hint, it happened before 2000. It's gotta be
Keyshawn, give me the goddamn ball, Johnson.
Woohoo! He was on it. Is he right?
Wow! Evan just cleaning up.
Man. Sounds like win number seven there for Evan.
Yeah, nice job, Evan. You got to stay on the line, and now you can almost wait for a little bit.
Well, that's okay, but you can almost see the disappointment of people falling off the phone lines.
Well, they all just hang up.
Now that, right, their chance is over. Evan has run the table. Well done, sir. Keyshawn Johnson was the number one overall pick, huh?
Is he a bust?
No, but not.
He wasn't great.
He was good. Had a good career. I bet he made a couple of Pro Bowls. Did he not win? I'm sure he made Pro Bowls.
Okay,
so, well, I think a bust, you got to be at least like no Pro Bowls.
Let me see. Keyshawn.
Did Keyshawn also win a Super Bowl? Was he with Tampa Bay in 2002?
He was.
Then he won the Super Bowl right here in San Diego. Let's see. A Super Bowl. Guy ended up catching. You know, Scraby.
He made three Pro Bowls in.
Yeah, 64 touchdown catches, 800 catches, 10,000 receiving yards. It's hardly a bust.
I don't know. For being a number one overall wide receiver.
You want him to be what, in the Hall of Fame then?
I want him to be a bust?
I
want him to at least be someone who is a number one by far.
Yeah, I don't think you're being fair.
Okay. I mean, to be honest, when he was drafted, I was 11 years old. So
he had a good career. 10,000 yards receiving is a pretty good career. 64 touchdowns, a Super Bowl, three Pro Bowls. Yeah, I think he's got a lot to be embarrassed about. Good question, Scrape. I didn't know the answer.
You.
because you know how I am on the draft. Poor.
Poor.
Last night, the NFL draft coverage here on 97.3 The Fan was off the charts great. And that is not tooting our own horn.
Okay.
You and I and Braden, we did a solid job. What made it great is that we, thanks to that listener Jake and Braden's work on Reddit, kept finding out the picks before they... So if you were tuned into the draft show last night, you got to hear every pick from us before Roger Goodell told the rest of the world. That's what made it an incredible night, I thought. What did you think about who was chosen last night? We haven't really talked about this yet. We've talked about Shadur not being chosen. And are we still waiting for him to be?
They did not. The Browns did not pick Shadur Sanders with the first pick of the second round.
Oh, my goodness.
They took a guy named Carson Schwessinger.
Yes, they did.
A linebacker from UCLA.
Yes, and now,
Now the Texans and the Titans are the next two to pick. They do not need a quarterback.
They don't, but somebody could trade up ahead of the Browns and get Shadur Sanders because the Browns also have the fourth pick. It's starting to get interesting now. But what did you think about, like, did anybody stand out? I thought Carolina was the one that we seem to agree didn't need a wide receiver at eight. They've selected nothing but wide receivers recently.
Yeah.
And they could use somebody to block for poor Bryce Young, but they took a wide receiver. Doesn't mean they won't get, you know, three offensive linemen, you know, after this. But
I think
one
the Giants
weird.
Made a huge, huge mistake trading up to draft Jackson Dart.
They probably didn't have to, right?
No, exactly. That's the thing. That's what I'm reading is that they didn't probably need to trade because Jackson Dart wasn't even...
He wasn't on anybody's radar.
No, he wasn't on anybody's radar. And the thing that I think about all the time with the Giants is they try so hard to outthink the room with their quarterbacks. They picked Daniel Jones way too early in the first round way back when. They picked Jackson Dart here, and Brian Daboll said, "This is my guy." I mean, I would rather go with someone else other than throwing a dart on Jackson Dart.
Hey, you're a funny guy. And I've always said that. 49ers, your guy. Last place 49ers, Mykel Williamson or Williams?
Williams. People are like split on this.
Seems like a mix, yes. Yeah. I'm hearing both ways. I'm not hearing a mix on the Dolphins selection of Keith Grant, defensive tackle. All I'm hearing there is that was a stupid pick. So, you know, what else is new for the Dolphins? All right, stick around. More to come. Another chance to win heart tickets, which is what Evan just did, along with qualifying for Vegas with the Chris versus the Fans victory. And where will Shadur go? When will he go? Not yet, anyway, as Gwen and Chris continues with traffic.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. Because we started together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
As a Chris versus the Fans playa.
I wish we had actual records.
Yeah, that would be pretty weird if we you know, went back like 7 years on
I'm
all
definitely
of those.
Not doing that.
Yeah, you know, you got the weekend coming up.
I'm definitely not doing that. I'll repeat it.
I know.
Remember when I tried to keep it? I tried to keep stats for you through like
for
the first
while,
3 months of the year.
Yeah, and then I was too good for you, and you didn't want to.
Yeah,
you got tired of giving my stats because they were too high.
It's true.
That bothered you.
Yes, it did.
NFL draft continuing day two. First pick of the second round was not Shadur. Carson Schweisinger, linebacker UCLA, goes to the Browns. Jaden Higgins, wide receiver, Iowa State, is now a Texan to catch passes from C.J. Stroud. And Nick Emmanuori, South Carolina safety, goes to the Seahawks. Third pick of the second round. Now Cleveland's back up. And I should mention the Seahawks traded up to get that third pick in the second round.
Wasn't
originally their pick, but the Seahawks moved up. Now the Browns have the second pick of the second round. And if they don't take Shadur here, then, you know, he's going to keep falling and falling and falling. The Saints are waiting. I don't know how much longer this is going to go for him.
Our guy Jake already told me.
Jake said it's going to be Shadur?
No. It's not going to be Shadur here? I feel like we're ruining it for everyone, but oh well. Quinshon Judkins, the running back from Ohio State.
That's who the Browns are going to take.
That's what Jake's saying.
Not Tyler. Don't they have another running back? Weathers? I thought the Ohio State had another big-time running back.
Well, Judkins, I remember, he was Ohio State, right? We're just waiting for the official pick right here. And it was Judkins.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was who Jake said. I mean, that's not a surprise. Jake's been doing this for 2 days. All right. So Shadur Sanders, everyone had him being taken by Cleveland with one of these two picks, and he wasn't. So the slide continues for Shadur. Raiders are next on the board. We'll keep you up to date.
He could be taken by the Raiders.
I don't know. I mean, at some point, it's going to get, if it hasn't already reached this point, he's going to have a chip the size of the Rock of Gibraltar on his shoulders going into the NFL.
These
teams are passing on him right and left. Remember, he was originally thought to be the third overall pick. All right, let's.
I have to say that teams are either really paying attention to the fact that they don't think he's an NFL quarterback, or they just don't want to deal with the drama. Like, I'm not saying that Shadur himself causes drama, but Deion's going to be in the media talking about the team, talking about different.
Let me ask you this.
Oh, Shadur's not playing when the quarterback that they already have is not very good.
Let me ask you this. The biggest father detriment that I've ever seen was
LeVar
Ball. Yeah, LeVar Ball. Didn't keep the Lakers from getting Lonzo with the second pick. Didn't keep Charlotte the next year from picking up LaMelo.
That's a good point.
And really, ever since they've been drafted, the only story has been that Lonzo can't, you know, get his knee right to play.
Because he wore his dad's shoes wrecked his knees.
Whatever wrecked his knees, you know. But his dad's been largely silent since they went into the NBA. So.
Well, his dad also is, he went through a pretty scary medical situation where they had to remove it. I think they amputated
his
foot.
Oh, well, I'm not happy to hear that.
No, they did. And I think it was, I'm not going to actually say what I think it was, but they did amputate his foot.
All right, let's get away from that.
you don't want to talk about amputated
feet? Not really. No, I'm not in the mood. Let's give away a pair of heart tickets. We promised
our second one.
Every segment. And here's our second pair of heart tickets. You have to dial in at 833-288-0973. You have to answer this question, and the first person to answer correctly will win a pair of tickets to see Heart. The band Heart has had 2 number one hits on the Billboard charts in its history. Name either of those 2 songs that made it all the way to number one for the band Heart. You do it, you'll go see Heart. So start. It's a little early to give that out. But
okay.
I didn't want to miss it. We got a couple of minutes before the end of the game. What happened? Dolphins just moved
up. Trade with the Raiders.
Oh, well, the Dolphins want to improve on their pick of Kenneth Grant, who everybody panned in the first round yesterday. So let's see what the Dolphins do. They probably just gave away like six picks to get whoever they think this is going to be the next great player for them.
You know what I love about the cameras of the draft room is that you see people that look extremely stressed because they're trying to do something. Like the
wonder who all these people, like, who's this guy? We shouldn't talk about it because we can see this on TV.
Well, there's a
you
woman can't. With her cell phone, and she looks right. very, very she looks stressed.
She looks like she's texting to tell her husband she's going to be a little late for dinner.
Looked like she was trying to get it up on social media.
Oh, you think that was it? All right, the Dolphins, according to Mel Kiper, need a safety, a cornerback, and an offensive lineman. So you can be pretty sure that they won't draft any of those three because, you know, they're stupid. I know that there's one cornerback still available.
What's their name?
Will Johnson, who was supposed to go to them in the first round.
Ah.
From Michigan. He's supposed to be the best cornerback out there. Hmm. So he's still available.
Hmm.
So it makes sense to me, not that the Dolphins ever make sense, you know, to take him here.
It's not him.
Well, I'm just...
I'm going to make you wait on this one, because I already know.
They already told you.
It's not Will Johnson.
Well, they're stupid. I hope they took an offensive lineman then.
I don't know actually what position they chose, but we'll see here in about
right
one
now.
Second.
Sorry to keep everybody hostage here for the Miami pick, but hey, you'll have to live with it.
You'll have to live with
well,
it.
Well, you know, we follow the team here, so you know you have to just deal with this for a minute. And it is an offensive lineman.
Jonah Savanea.
From Arizona. All right. And they moved up to get this guy, so he better be able to block somebody. All right. We got the Heart question is out.
Yes.
Name a number one song that the band Heart had. They had two. You call in, get it right, and you get the tickets. We have the Big Five coming up next after we take a quick break on San Diego's number one sports talk station. Boston 19, Orlando 12, 97.3 The Fan. You're welcome. Heart has had two number one songs. Reached the top of the Billboard charts. Jason guessed the song These Dreams.
These dreams of moments.
Yeah,
I don't really know the rest of the words.
No, it's just stop. These Dreams is correct, though. So Jason won. The other one you could have named is the song is called Alone. So those are the two number one songs. I was a little surprised. I thought Barracuda would have been like the one, but that was never made it higher than 11.
Crazy, how's that possible?
I know, it's a great song. Crazy on You, which is another huge favorite, never made it higher than 35. So
I've heard of strange. Barracuda and Crazy on You more than those other two songs.
I know. Most people have. Magic Man, another one you might have heard, got to number 9. Anyway. Jason got it right, so he'll go see Hart. Going to give you a chance to win another pair before we get to today's Big Five. I told you we're going to do three this hour. Well, here's the third pair. One more trivia question headed your way. Prior to that, that running back from Ohio State, Trayvon Henderson, just went to the Patriots at the 6th pick of the 2nd round. So what happened there is Quishon Judkins, running back Ohio State, went to the Browns. Then the guard, Jonas Savialainen, something like that, went to the Dolphins. And then another Ohio State running back, Trayvon Henderson, goes to the Patriots. Bears are up. Saints are next. Saints have to take Shedeur Sanders, but we'll see if they do. All right, here's your trivia question, and then we got to get to the Big Five. Name the only franchise in the history of baseball that has never lost 100 games. The only franchise in the history of baseball that has never lost 100 games. 833-288-0973. Get that question right. You'll go see Hart. Here we go with traffic. No, we go right to the Big Five. Scraby makes the call. I listen to what he tells me.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares? The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
It was actually very difficult to find five Big Five topics today because of the NFL draft last night. Lots of storylines coming out of that.
Could have just taken five from the draft, maybe. I mean,
I figured we were going to talk about a lot of them throughout the show, but we are going to talk about Shador Sanders, and not in the way you think I'm going to bring Shador Sanders up. But first, we're going to start with this. This hour at 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. And right now at Staples, save up to $250 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends June 14th.
Ooh.
Plus, save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples.
Good stuff, Staples. By the way, I've never thanked...
Good stuff, Staples.
Yes, I've never thanked the following person for introducing us every single day on the Big Five. Seth MacFarlane, thank you. Isn't he the voice of Peter Griffin?
Yeah, he's the voice of Peter Griffin. Yes, he is.
Thank you, Seth MacFarlane, for that fine introduction every day. We've never given him credit.
Yeah, I know you guys have probably heard this, and everybody's probably heard this a million times, but he was supposed to be on a plane that crashed in 9/11, and he missed the flight.
Wow, well, that's something that would stick with you.
That would stick with you a little bit, but yeah, there you go. All right, with that all said,
Number five. Cheering everybody up already.
Let's talk about Kyle Hart. And he was optioned to AAA today in a move that was made because of how the schedule and off days line up. Ryan Burgert, was called up for bullpen help. Through five starts, we've seen a very good Kyle Hart, an okay Kyle Hart, and a not so good Kyle Hart. Chris, what is your grade for Kyle Hart through five starts?
B. Here's why. He's the number five starter. I don't expect Kyle Hart to go out there and give me seven shutout innings. He did that the one game, or six, I think it was, against the Rockies. And I love the way he battled, especially in his last start there against Detroit. That could have gotten away from him. He hung in there. He helped keep the team in the ballgame. That's all you expect from your number five starter. Typically, he made some mistakes, and when he made them, it seemed like everybody made him pay. You know, he would put the ball in the middle of the plate, and they would hit it out of the yard. So, but overall, Kyle Hart gave me what I wanted. You know, five, six innings, three or four runs. Game isn't totally out of hand. That's what number five starters do. I give him a solid B. I think he'll be back. I really think this is just a move made, like you said, for the schedule. Give him games down to AAA, and I think we'll see more of him.
Tony, through five starts, what is your grade for Kyle Hart?
I would say a B. B. I think B. Chris kind of hit it on the head there. I think your number five starter is, you know, kind of a guy who's at the back end of the rotation, and you just wanted to keep you in ball games. And I think for the most part, he did that. I'm sure he would tell you he wants to throw pitch better overall, but I think he was perfectly fine. I think the schedule is kind of set up to where the Padres can go one less starter and bring a bullpen arm up. I think he's – and I also agree with Chris that I think he'll be back too.
I would say one other thing, Scraby, before we move on. I felt more relaxed when Kyle Hart pitched than I did or do when Randy Vasquez pitches, because at least Kyle Hart mostly throws strikes. And that's honestly the way I feel about it. Randy Vasquez makes me nervous.
Yes, we know.
Yes.
We know. Number four. I read a CBS Sports article this morning, and the title was, quote, "Why did Shador Sanders slide? Is the wrong question about quarterback?" Wait, sorry.
Try it again.
Sorry, everybody.
Try it again.
I typed this wrong.
No, no.
Why did Shador Sanders slide is the wrong question for... Why did I... This is really bad,
man,
guys.
Man can't even read his
I can't
own
even
writing.
Read the title. I don't even understand it. Basically, what he's saying is, why did Shador Sanders slide is the wrong question to ask. Because most draft evaluators...
When you say he, are you talking about you or are you talking about someone else?
The author. Okay. The author. If most draft evaluators thought he was a second-round pick from the beginning, should we be surprised, Tony, at all that Shador Sanders was not picked last night?
if indeed everybody thought he was a second rounder, that we shouldn't be surprised. But I don't know how true that is. I think
Mel Kiper has him in had him in the first round.
Mel Kiper had him as his number 5 overall prospect, way up there in the first round. So,
yeah, I don't. I think that's the crappy part about this draft is that all these narratives get spun out there.
Yeah,
and
they do.
I think these teams who all have the same similar grades of these guys, there's not a wide ranging of grades for these guys, all know it. Some of them choose to keep that in-house. Some of them choose to go pop off anonymously in articles. And so if indeed everybody has him as a second-round pick, then no, this is par for course. But there's the tension because I don't think everybody had him as a second-round pick. And at the end of the day, it may be the best thing that happens for him, that he can land in a spot that is that fits him well. And I don't know that I'll be pulling for anybody harder than Shedeur Sanders to just roll out and ball so that he can. Y'all thought y'all was y'all had enough of him in college. Don't let him have a good first season. Oh, it's gonna be on.
I mean, yeah, he has the chip on his shoulder now, and
he should have it.
It might actually be better for him that he's going later because
that's
he
what
might
I've
go to
saying.
A team that's going to support him a little bit more.
I agree,
and he has less Chris. Pressure, a little less pressure. Well, Tony's 100% right. The teams give all of the people who cover the NFL draft all these narratives. They run with the narratives. Some of them are right. Some of them are wrong. But they run with them as if they're all true.
Right.
So we have to take it with a grain of salt. The very original narrative was that Shedeur Sanders was the 3rd pick in the draft going to the Giants. All right. Well, here's how interested the Giants were in him. They traded up to the 26th spot and took Jackson Dart instead. So the Giants had no interest in taking Shedeur at the 3 spot, but that narrative was given to us. So it looks like it's a big disappointment. So ultimately, he's going to end up going where teams think he should go. Cleveland, to me, you know, here today, will get him, and I think he'll go there with a little less pressure. It's still Shedeur Sanders. But if he uses this as motivation, which he should, this is the best thing that could ever happen. What did everybody not like about Shedeur Sanders? He's so egotistical. He's so into himself. He thinks all that about himself. This should knock him down a perfect peg, right to where he's in the perfect attitude. And let me just say this. Don't let Jackson Dart match up against Shedeur Sanders in a game down the road somewhere.
Seriously.
Because guess who's going to be motivated to win that game?
I would think Shedeur Sanders would be a little motivated.
I'm just
for that.
Saying. So, Tony's hit it, man. We got to take the draft with a grain of salt, but we don't. We believe everything that we see.
You know what I liken it to? I liken it to baseball season every year. All of us have been watching baseball for almost our entire lives. Yet, when the season rolls out, the narratives form, and we all jump on them every year, even though we know better.
Right.
And so it's the same thing with this draft. We know better. We know that these narratives are put out there. How many guys have we seen? I mean, Aaron Rodgers comes to mind quickly, left in that room, whatever the narrative was, and he's going to go down as one of the best quarterbacks to ever do it. So, you know, I guess it's incumbent upon us to not fall for the banana in the tailpipe every year, but we do.
Well, it's too fun to fall for.
Yeah.
And you're right.
It is.
There was no narrative concerning Tom Brady or Brock Purdy either. I don't recall anybody mentioning either guy that year or those years.
I didn't even know who Brock Purdy was a couple years ago.
For real.
Number 3.
According to a report from Rob Rossi of The Athletic, TNT Sports is going to call 3 additional first-round NHL playoff games remotely from the network's Atlanta headquarters. Game 3 and 4 of the Los Angeles Kings Oilers series and Game 4 of the Maple Leafs Ottawa Senators series will be called without on-site announcers. Any elimination game, barring a series sweep for the Oilers or Senators, will have announcers on location, but the decision was primarily made for financial reasons. per Rob Rossi, quote, fully covering a game on site, particularly in smaller Canadian cities, requires a significant financial investment, including the presence of a mobile production truck with technicians, plus the travel costs for on-air talent, end quote, which I believe is part of the deal when you sign up to broadcast games.
But, you would think.
How about that?
Chris, how bad of a look is this for TNT?
The worst. And I want you to keep. I want you to promote this more. And I'm gonna yell.
What
from
should
the,
I do? Do, 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 do.
Yes, I'm gonna yell from the mountaintops how bad of a look this is for TNT. It all started because of COVID.
Yep.
When everybody decided, oh wait a minute, we don't have to send announcers. Yes, you do. And every time a poor announcer is stuck doing a game, when they're not there, how much stuff do they miss?
Oh my God. There's no way they can help it.
They're only looking at the screen.
They're at mercy to whatever the camera is showing them on the TV.
Exactly. They miss so much stuff, and it's not their fault. And I just don't ever want this to become a thing for all the broadcasters behind me. You know, that are working their way up and you know, deserve to go and be with their teams. Tony,
part of it is the crowd. Part of it is the feel.
Everything is all of it. Everything is so important. And Tony's right. TNT signed up to broadcast the NHL. Pretty sure they knew that announcers were part of the package.
Yep.
Sorry that Edmonton's far away, but you knew they were in the league when you signed in. I hate this, and I'm really... You know, I'm adamant that this stops immediately, but I know it won't.
Tony, I mean, I remember you and Jesse calling games. I remember Jesse one time going, and that's a foul ball, but I have no idea where it went because I can't see.
the poor Joe Musgrove no-hitter, as great of a job as Jesse did on that, and you, Tony. There's no way you guys could have given it perfect justice because you weren't there.
Yeah. No. What do you think, Tony? How bad of a look is this?
I think it's a horrible look. It's such a lazy, money-saving cop-out.
Yes.
To be fair, it's not just TNT that's doing this stuff.
No, ESPN does it a lot on the college basketball games. ESPN Plus, stuff like that, they don't want to send people.
And you know what? Once again, it is incumbent upon the viewers to press these places about it.
If
we are watching and we are like, we don't like what we're seeing because they're not there, they're in a garage or a room somewhere, guess what? They'll be forced to have to change that. But unless we are raising a big stink about it, they're going to keep saving money and doing what they do, even though they are, you know, making boatloads of it. They'll tell you that they're not, but it's a cop out.
TNT is in my crosshairs right now because they've done this.
And if I'm the NHL, I'm feeling some type of way about
me
that.
Too. Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm already as a league already trying to keep up with the Joneses and everybody else that's on ESPN and NBC. Now you're gonna not even send my broadcasters to the game because it's in a small Canadian city. Get out of here, man.
That is the funny part, is they said, well, these cities are small and they're hard to get to, so.
Yeah, sure.
We're not going to send anyone. It's never been a problem before.
Just say, you know what? I would respect it more if they just were honest. Like, hey, you know what? We don't want to spend the money. We don't want to spend the money, and so we're just going to leave these guys in the room.
I'm gonna give you one more on this. I'm pretty sure everybody knows Steve Quist, local broadcaster here. He does a lot of things for ESPN. I'm pretty sure that during or right after COVID, he was doing an Aztec basketball game or UCSD or somebody like that on ESPN 2 or 3. They sent him to a studio across the country to broadcast a game from the studio that was being played in the city that he lived in.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Wild.
They did that to Don.
The dumbest thing you've ever heard, right?
They sent Don to do the game in L.A., and it was here.
There you go.
That's so weird.
I mean,
stupid it is.
How do these people get in charge of their, you know, get jobs that they get?
Because they are saving Big Boss some coin.
Okay. Yeah, it's very annoying. Very annoying.
Got us riled up now, Scraby.
No, I feel like it would be funny. They're calling the playoff game and they're like, oh, it's a commercial. I need to go to the bathroom. And then they open the door and everybody's just having a party outside in the office.
number two.
All right, last night after the Clippers beat the Nuggets, Kawhi Leonard made some news heading into the post-game press conference. As he was walking up to the podium, he removed...
Did he smile?
No.
That would be newsworthy.
As he was walking up to the podium, he removed the Gatorade that was sitting on the table, and he said, quote, take those Gatorades down. Kids don't need to be drinking that. And
Kawhi. Yes, sir.
Gatorade now is the official sports drink sponsor of the NBA, so there could be some pushback on this, but in this day and age, everyone has their opinions on everything, and some are praising Kawhi for this, and some are saying Kawhi shouldn't be telling people what to give their kids. Tony, where
do
you fall?
That's the argument from the other people, that he's telling people how to do what to do with their kids?
Yep.
That's hilarious. Where do I fall on it?
Yep.
I like that Kawhi is, you know, standing for something, but, you know, this is like NBA's like one of their biggest sponsors. So.
Since 1980 something.
Right, you're going to have to play some ball a little bit. I'm pretty sure he got away with that one. He won't get away with the next one. They'll definitely make sure those bottles are showing just
spun
as they
around.
Did. Yeah, they'll definitely do that. Listen, there are certain players in all leagues that have the kind of clout where they can remove something like that and they'll get a pass on it. But I promise you, if that was, you know, 15th man off on the roster coming in there trying to move that, they'd have said, sir, we're gonna need you to take your hands off the Gatorade bottle. In terms of people feeling some way because
he's telling kids what to do, or telling them what to do,
that's stupid.
That's thank you, Chris. That's exactly what I was gonna
you
say.
Know, the Gatorade brand fans were just furious.
Here's my thing with this. I think Kawhi's doing a big service to a lot of people. As Tony said, they're not going to let him do this again because it's such a big sponsor. But didn't we all grow up believing that Gatorade was a healthy thing for us to
have?
I'm a little tired. Gatorade, that's the thing. But we never been told how much sugar and all the crap that was in that stuff. We just thought Gatorade was good for us. Kawhi at least is going to get everybody to say, whoa, what, really? It's not that great for me. Now let me make a better informed decision. I don't think he's necessarily telling you what to drink. I think he's saying, make a better informed decision. If you want Gatorade, fine, but understand what's in it. That's what I think he was meaning by this.
I think that's what he was meaning too.
Right. And this all started, if I'm not mistaken, with the Dream Team in 1992. Because Michael Jordan and Magic, especially, and maybe more, were Nike guys. And the uniforms and sweats and pullover things that the Dream Team wore were put together by Reebok.
Mm.
And Michael
Magic
Jordan...
Magic was a Converse guy.
Okay, Converse guy, right. Yeah. And Jordan was Nike. So they came out for the national anthem, and everyone said, how are they going to do this? Because they don't want to be showing the Reebok logo. And, of course, Jordan figured it out. He draped the American flag over his sweat outfit so you couldn't see the Reebok logo. But
by the way,
this has
brilliant.
Been going on for a long time.
By the way, brilliant on Michael's part to use the American flag as kind of a shield, basically.
Michael
to keep people off of him.
He was good at a lot of stuff, and that was one. Sponsors was one of them.
Yes. I went out and bought 2 gallons and just chugged Gatorade this morning because Kawhi told me not to. So.
You'll be Kawhi told you. Well, that's how you would react to something like that.
I'm going to do it anyway.
I think Cristiano Ronaldo, a couple years ago, we played it where he like removed soda from the podium and he put up water. He said, everybody drink more water. Like, okay.
I like it.
Thanks, Ronaldo.
Nope. I like won.
Tears Gravy mad at Ronaldo trying to look
Ronaldo.
Out for people.
Enjoy that soda?
Yeah. We could all be a little healthier with the knowledge.
Fine. Eagles center Cam Jurgens just signed a big 4-year, $68 million deal with the Eagles, and the media asked him, Tony. I have a feeling
that's
Tony
a heck
knows
of a
what's
last
going
name.
Jurgens?
It's a heck of a Jurgens.
Jurgens. I thought you were laughing at something else, but
no.
He was asked by the media to talk about his newfound wealth and what he's going to do with it. So here he is. He's the center for the Eagles, but here is Cam Jurgens.
Hey Cam, congrats. Last year, Landon told us his big purchase was the mower. When he got paid, do you have anything in mind for yourself?
You know, I haven't given it too much thought. I feel like I fly a lot, so I might look into this thing called like TSA PreCheck. I feel like that sounds like it's a good idea. I'm kind of tired of waiting in lines. I think I could afford that. So I don't know. I think I'm going to look into TSA pre-check next.
That's
see
funny.
If I can get that.
That's
done.
A good
there
one.
There you go. So
that's
TSA
good.
Pre-check is what he wants to spend
he
his money on.
He said this thing called pre-SAT.
Yeah, right. As if the rest of us have never heard of it.
Right.
It's a $50 card, which I have, and I think it's one of the best $50 I've ever spent. So I don't blame him for choosing this. But it is pretty funny for a $68 million person to be thinking of that.
I like how he's like, he says TSA pre-check, but he doesn't know if everybody knows what it is, even though everybody does know what it is. All right, so here's the question, Tony. What does this tell you about Cam Jurgens?
That he's a simple man. That he doesn't, he's not thinking about a new Ferrari or... He's thinking about TSA pre-check.
I love it.
I think that's awesome. It's funny because I've been haggling with my wife over getting TSA pre-check.
Because
most of the time I fly, I'm with
true.
The team.
Yeah, right.
So she's like, you don't need to pay the extra money to do it. Da, 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 da. I'm like, but, you know, the three or four times I fly by myself or without the team, it would come in handy. Those lines are getting worse and worse the more we do this.
And you
right?
have to undress when you go through. I have to get dressed on the other side of the TSA.
Everybody does.
Go to the airport, layers are not a good thing. Like,
you shouldn't have
layers.
I keep in mind, like, I may have to strip down at the airport, so I'm going to wear something
comfortable. I'll tell you what, I see what Cam Jurgens could have said, which would have been along the lines of being beneficial to. He should have said, you know what, I think I'll buy TSA pre-check cards for everyone in the organization.
that would be expensive.
Right? But that, expensive for him? $50 for, you know, 200 people, whatever it is, or 200,
you
know. You
do the math.
Anyway, it's funny to me, but I do like the TSA pre-check. I highly recommend it to everybody, including you, Tony.
Yes, you know what?
I may now buy you one for Christmas, now that I know you don't have one yet.
Can you do that?
I don't know. Probably not.
Probably not.
I could probably give him the funds. He'd have to go do it. But,
right.
You know, traveling as much as I do with radio equipment and stuff, and we do fly commercial with the Aztecs. It's a must.
Yeah, so, I would say it's a must as well.
All right,
that's it for the Big Five. When we get back, we are going to get you set up for this opener. I don't know what an opener is, but an opener between the Padres and the Rays. We'll also hear from Jose Iglesias. So that's all coming up next on 97.3 The Fan.